Good morning, everyone. Well, Terry here for another devotional, and today is Paul's Journey, Part 6. We're heading to the Isle of Cyprus. And how's everybody doing this morning? Hope everybody's feeling good. It's Friday, end of the work week. Looking forward to a weekend. So, word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for the time we have together here this morning. May your word shine through to everyone listening, that it'll mean something and help those who are listening. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Well, today we have Paul heading to Cyprus. This will be his first missionary journey. Well, let's just start out with a little bit of the what's happened. As we left off, he was in Antioch, and we're now in Acts 13, and this is where basically the church really got its beginning in Antioch. I would say that even though there's hints of it other places. And even in Jerusalem, of course, after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended. But for the real missionary type work to reach, because of his great commission, you know, Jesus said that to go in ye into all the world and spread the gospel. Well, this is really where it begins. Now, let's start reading in Acts 13:1. Now, there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barabbas, and Simon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. So at this point, Paul is going to be ordained by the church, by the not only by the let me get to the verse on 13:2. I just read it. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barabbas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." This is the Lord, the Holy Spirit, basically speaking to the apostles who had come up from Jerusalem to Antioch. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Seleucia is just a few miles from Cyprus. It's on the coast, and that's where they picked up their ship to head. Nothing really happened in Seleucia except to get ready to go. I'll just quickly put up a little map here so you can kind of get an idea where they're going. See Antioch there in Seleucia, I should say. And Cyprus is just off the coast, not really far. I didn't get the mileage, but it's probably maybe only an hour or so away. Need to find me a second monitor so I have to keep flipping screens between verses. And so here we are at heading for Cyprus. And when they get to the first town, is called. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. They had also John to their minister. Now I'll just go into John a little bit. Just John. Actually, his full name is John Mark, as we'll see in Colossians here. Acts 12:25. that where it is? Yeah, there it is. And Barabbas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. This is actually the Mark that wrote the Gospel of Mark. And he got his beginning by more or less following. Actually, there's some that said that he was the one back when Jesus was getting ready to do the upper room. And he told the apostles to follow the man with the picture into the upper room. They believe that was John Mark. Because his mother was a fairly wealthy woman, probably had, and that's some believe that is the person that helped Jesus out with that upper room, and provided all the things needed for that the Last Supper. But go into that in a different detail. I'll do study on that maybe and see if I can find the verses that say that. Then also in Paul mentions in Colossians 4:10 here that this John Mark, this is where it indicates that he's actually a relative of Barabbas, and Mark in the Greek is also is Marcus. So that's where the different places you may see Marcus, and other places you'll see John Mark, or other places you'll see Mark. But Aristarchus, can't pronounce that word, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barabbas, touching whom you receive commandments. If he come unto you, receive him. So it's just to indicate that Barabbas' sister's son, so I guess it would be Barabbas' nephew, is who John Mark is. Let's see if it also, as we'll get into later, most believe that Mark was actually the didn't actually witness anything that Jesus did, but that through his travels mainly with Peter, that most of the things found in the Gospel of Mark are Peter's account of the time with Jesus. So and John Mark is the one who actually penned all that information, but there's also some influences there, they believe, from not only Paul, but Barabbas also. So anyways, now we're on the aisle, and when they had gone through, oh, getting ahead of myself here. So, let's bring up a few pictures to show. Salamis was the first place they went. Not much happened there, just they did preach there, didn't say how long. And here's some of the ruins of that area. Oh, that actually, I'm out of sequence here. Came out of sequence. Let me get it. Okay, this is Seleucia. Some of the ruins. Oh, my pictures are all out of order. Sorry about that. Yep, this is Seleucia. Looks like an amphitheater. Could be where Paul actually did some preaching. And this is a church. They call St. Barabbas, named after Barabbas. Barabbas later on will come back to and have quite a ministry here. And it's another picture of you know, like a monastery that's in that first town, Seleucia. I think that's it for Seleucia. Yeah, this is going back to next town we're going to. Oh, back to my verses. So we're in Acts 13:6. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, Paphos is on the other end of the island. Don't know how, again, how long they were total on the island, but they found a certain sorcerer, kind of an interesting story, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus. Kind of an interesting name. Sounds almost like, I wonder if that might be similar to what an anti-Jesus might be, Bar-Jesus. Which was with the deputy of the county, Sergius Paulius, a prudent man who called for Barabbas and Saul and his desire to hear the word of God. So the down here in the, we're now in the town of Paphos, and I guess we have the deputy. I guess it'd be like maybe somebody associated with the government of this town. Actually, called Barabbas and Saul down because he wanted to hear about God. But this Elymas, a sorcerer, for so his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. So it was, can see a little bit of this happening today, where we got people out there trying to tell us that what we believe isn't true. You're just, you'll know what you're talking about. You know, the Bible ain't true, that kind of stuff. Kind of a similar person. Kind of interesting to see that down through history, we as Christians have been faced with this dilemma for many years. Here we go all the way back to this is about 46 AD. Of course, Saul to the rescue. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, this is the first time they actually associate the two names. Some believe he actually had both names. That Saul, I think, was a Roman name and Paul was a Hebrew name or vice versa or something like that. Filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. How was he basically staring him down, I think, is basically what that's saying. There comes the best part here, verse 10. And he said, "Oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, the enemy of all righteousness, wilt not thou cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?" I get my other. I've got a long verse coming up. I get my other. And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Kind of hard to stop him from doing things if he can't see where he is. So Paul, through the Holy Spirit, of course, through God, took care of that situation. And then the deputy, when he saw what it was done, which also helped the deputy really believe now, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. So that's pretty much it for the for this particular part of the journey. And at their time at Paphos, and they'll be we'll head off. We'll be leaving the island starting tomorrow Monday. But just a few announcements. Just a reminder. Kevin had mentioned Wednesday that tomorrow we're going to have a little men's fellowship. I'll go do some shooting, and that'll be in the morning about 7 o'clock. And then I have to get with him because he mentioned going straight out to where they're going to shoot, and I got to ask him myself where that is. And then the Sunday will be the normal services in the morning, and then in the evening we're going to have a members meeting to talk about things. So we would like all voting members of the church to come Sunday night. And that'll be it for today, and let me say a closing word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this, seeing what your word and your ministry showed through Paul on the Isle of Patmos, I mean Cyprus, and that you are always ready to protect us against the evil. And good lesson learned on not allowing people, false prophets and teachers, to try to stray us away from your word. Thank you, Father, so much for your comfort and your love. And may we all have a blessed day. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.